Is daf tzadi tes. So the very top of the Gemara had discussed in the Mishnah yesterday about sending with the shliach, with the yad of the beno, the yad of the eved, whether the mashil sending, whether the shoel sending it. So the Gemara asks on the very top of tzadi tes amin aleph biyad avdo chayiv. So the Rashi explains here biyad avdo chayiv b'tmiya. Katani amr lo. The Mishnah says to hashoel, this guy, the shoel says to the mashil, shalchali, send it to me biyad avdocha, send it in your eved's hand. V'shalchalo, so the mashil sends it in his own eved's hand. And chayiv hashoel ba'ontzen b'derech. Now the shoel, I am borrowing the power from you. I'm chayiv and ontzen right away when you give it to your eved. V'arei lo yotam rishus mashil. But if the eved, yad eved is kiyad rabo, it never left the rishus of the mashil. The yad eved kiyad rabo damim. It's as if the Rav, the master, bring it over to me. Never left his hand. So why am I chayiv ba'ontzen if the mashal gives it to his eved? So again, the Gemara says, biyad avdo chayiv. I'm chayiv as a shoel if you send it in your eved's hand. Yad eved kiyad rabo. So Amar Shmuel says, be'eved ivri delokani legufe. Not eved kanani, eved ivri. So look at Tosis for a second. Tosis writes to Lokani legufe that Eved Ivri is not acquired, the body, the goof isn't acquired by the master. Avag avdu beperek the kedushin daf tezayin arminun de Eved Ivri gufo kanoi. The Gemara there says it is that the Rav does own the Eved Ivri. So Tosis says, Hainu leinion she'en gerono machel im machel bal peh. Elabashar, meaning the Rav can be mochel on the money that the Eved Ivri owes. That's what it means. He's somewhat owned beguf. But he writes a shtar, he's off the hook. But it's not the same level of gufa kanoi with a yad, Eved Ivri's yad rabo. Okay, now the Ksos writes, and they ask a question based on the Gemara, the Ksos writes, the mechanism of yad Eved kiyad rabo means that the Eved is first kona it, and then from there goes a step to the Rav. It's not as if the Rav immediately acquires it. There's this two steps going on. They ask a kasha based on the Gemara against the Ksos. So anyways, that's Rav's answer. We're talking about an Eved Ivri, not an Eved.
It's not an extension of his aunt.
Exactly. That's what the Ksos understands it to be. So Shmuel says no. Sure, rather, Rav says differently. Rav says we are talking about an Eved Kanani. Omar filu tema b'Eved Kanani. Ah, so when you extend the Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, so never left the Mashal's hand. Says no, Nasek Omer Lai Hekishi b'Makil v'Yistavo. As if you said to the Eved Kanani, like one would say to an animal, so I'm the shoel, I say, place on your animal and hit the animal, let it run, and it'll walk its course, run its course, and it'll come to me. And if it's in the hand of the animal, certainly the behemoth is not viewed as an extension of the mashil. So once you send the animal off to me on its way, then I'm responsible as the shoel. So sending it off to the Eved Kanani, no different. You send them off like a behemoth, not as your yad, but as a behemoth, in which case it will be, I will be chayiv. So Rashi explains what's going on here. Rashi says, Nasek Omer, as if he said, Hikisha b'makil, hit the Eved Kanani with a stick, v'hi tavo, he's going to run, like you hit a horse. Achar, v'hokach, mishiyotzeza michatzeru shabailim, the moment the Eved Kanani leaves the chatzer of the mashil, bein b'lo shomer, bein aide shomer, amde b'rishus hashol. Regardless if anyone's watching this animal or the Eved Kanani, it's immediately in the rishus of the shoel. What's the kin, and how am I acquiring it when you send it off on your Eved? Says Rashi, "Dishabed nafshe mishetete mirshuso." I was willing to be mishabed myself. I said, "I'm taking responsibility." The moment you send it off on your Eved Kanani, I'm being mishabed myself, taking responsibility on any onsen. It's a shibud. That's what I took upon myself, and that's why I'm chayiv the moment you send it off on the Eved Kanani. Now Tosas understands this differently. Tosas writes, if you look at Tosas, "Kaven sheyotza mirshus mashil nischayiv veonsen." So says Tosos. Has to be where when he left the chatzar of the mashil, it went off to an alleyway or some offshoot of the rishus rabim. It's kiilu a mashicha what was done according to those. Not a shibu nafshe, but a mashicha was done. Aval yatsa miyad the rishus rabim. But if it goes from the chatzar into rishus rabim, lo, then the shoel is not kone. He's not chayv and onsen. Why? Came in the mashicha ain't no kone rishus rabim. There's a klal mashicha doesn't work in rishus rabim. So machlokas Rashi tells us what's the mechanism that I acquire this para when you send it to every kanani. Rashi says I'm mishabed myself. Tosas writes is midin mishicha, and for Tosas there's an afkamina. It depends where he takes place. If he's going to Rishus Rabim, mishicha doesn't work in Rishus Rabim. If it goes anywhere else, a simta tzidi Rishus Rabim, then mishicha does in fact work. Gemara now says meisive, hashol es apara v'shalachol biad beno biad shlucho chayiv biad avdo pater. So this brisa argues on the Mishnah that says that you set in the hand of your eved, you're actually pater. Our Mishnah said chayiv. What's the difference? So Bishmul Shmuel, this makes sense according to Shmuel. Masnisin Bevid Ivri, which case he's chayiv when you give it to the Eved Evri. The Shoal is already chayiv ba'onsin at that time. And the Brice is referring to Eved Kanani, where the Eved Kanani is Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo. It's still considered an extension of the Mashil, and as the Shoal, I'm still pater. But Elo L'Rav Kasha, he made no distinction between an Eved Kanani and Eved Evri. Why does our Mishnah say chayiv and the Brice say pater? So Amar L'Charav, Lo Tema Nasek Amar La. Don't say it as if he said it to him. You mamish said, send it off, hit the Eved Kanani. I mean, there are two ways to use an Eved Kanani. It could either be used as a yad, or it could be used as an animal. If you're taking the approach of being used as an animal, so then you're chayv immediately, I'm shabbing myself automatically. If you're using the Eved Kanani as a yad, as an extension of the Rav, so then I'm not chayv yet until it gets to my hand. The Itma, they quote a statement here, Kishilani Parascha. So I say, lend me your cow. So you ask me, how do you want me to send it to you? I'm like, send it off on an animal and just hit it, let the horse take its course. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav, in this case, Kevin Shiyotza Mirshus Mashil Umesa Chayv. The moment it leaves the Rishus of the Mashil and it dies, even though it's an onus, I as a Sholem Chayv. So in the case of when you mamish say, Hikishu Bimakav Atavo, that's a case where you're chayiv and onsen. But if I don't say that, and you send it in biyad avdo, so that's viewed as an extension of the mashil, and you are, I as a shoel, I'm not chayiv yet until it gets to my hand. Mar now says, around 15 lines down, Nema misaile. Now maybe you could use this bryce as a statement, where it says, Hishalani parascha, I say, lend me your cow, amrlei, and you ask me biyad me, who should I send it with? I say, Hikisha b'makav ahitavo, just send it on your animal, send it on the Eved Kanani, and just let it take its course. And Kaven Shayotza Mirshus Hamashil Mesa, Chayiv, the moment it leaves your Rishus, I'm Chayiv. So this should now be a support for Mamash, what Rav said. This is exactly what Rav said. So Amar Rav Ashi Hacha b'maskina, now this case is slightly different. Kigon Shahayisa Chatzero Shel Shoel Lifnim Mechatzero Shel Mashil, where my courtyard is within your courtyard as the Mashil. The moment it leaves, exits your chatzah, it automatically goes into my chatzah. There's no chashash, it's going anywhere else. So in that case, when I say hit your Eved Kanani, let it go off, I'm vade going to be koneh because I know it's not going anywhere else. It's vade coming to me. But a situation where there is a big gap between my house and your house, where it could go off derech, I'm not willing to take upon myself that responsibility. So you can't bring a proof from this brisa for shitas Rav. So Gemara says, Yachi Maila Memer, if that's the case, where my chatzir leads into your chatzir, where there's nothing in between, what's the chiddush? That's so obvious. If I say, send in your horse, just bring it over next door, of course I'm going to be chayv, I'll take that responsibility right away. What's the chiddush there? Latzricha Deika Gizyasa. What's Gizyasa? So look at Rashi. Rashi's around 20 narrow lines up. Deika Gizyasa, Shiyesh Bechatzir Hamashil Zavios. The ukzin, some corners and some thorns and some little areas you could go off. It's not just a smooth route. Sheyachol losur shamu lishami b'machba could get hidden. It's not a smooth route here. There's some branches and bushes and shrubby you could hide off in. Maybe it won't make its way ever make its way over here. In which case, maybe I'm not taking responsibility. That's the habamina. Mal the same lo samcha daita the shoel. I'm not really samech das that the Eved Kanani or the animal is going to make its way over here with a smooth transition. Dilma Kaimaha, so maybe it's going to stay off in one of the shrubs on the side hiding out. V'lo Asya Nakam, Azir Lehadeh, K'mashmal and the Samchadaita. No, the Chiddush is, even though there might be some little areas and corners to hide in, since our Chatzeros are connected to each other, I'm certain that eventually the animal or the Eved Kanani will make its way over here, and I'm willing to take responsibility, Chiv Onsen, immediately. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Huna Hashoel Kardom Mechaveiro. A guy now borrows an axe from his friend, and Bakabo, he hits it. So he's Kana. Lo Bakabo, lo Kana. If he doesn't use it, he's not Kona. So since where do we see there's a kinin of using an axe? When you get a Mashiach, that's the kinin. So Lamai, what's this referring to? Elaim la Onsen referring to Am Chayv and Onsen if something happens to it. So Maishna Para Dimishas Sheila. Why is this different from a cow? You don't have to use the cow first to be chayv. The moment I borrow your cow, even if I haven't used it yet, that shashela I'm chayv onsen. So too, when I borrow your axe, even before using it, I'm chayv b'shela. Why do you have to use it to be chayv onsen? So that can't be the case of onsen. Everybody agrees, the moment you borrow it, there's a chayv onsen. Ella, what's it referring to? L'chazara, referring to, can you retract, can you pull away? Bakabo, if I borrow it and I use it, so l'matzi hadar ba, I, nor can you, can retract anymore. But now, as I said, lo matzi hadabei mashu. The mashu can't retract. Lo bakabo, if you give it to me and I, you know, before I actually use it, then we say matzi mashal hadirba. Then the mashal can retract. So the Ritva says, what's the din here? We never find anywhere a kinyan of using it solidifies the transaction, not using it doesn't. The Ritva says, Eina chanami. The kinyan's final when I borrow it. But they made takanas chachamim. They said that let the mashal borrow back. Let him take it back if he wants to, if I haven't used it yet. But once I use them, in the middle of cutting down my tree, and then you say you want your axe, my tree's halfway bent and looking either, you know, it doesn't look good anymore. They made takanas chachamim that you can't retract at that stage anymore, but it's only a din of takanas chachamim. And Gemara says, pligi the Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami argues on this. The Amar Rabbi Ami, hamashil kardom shel hektish. If now, let's say I have an axe that's already been sanctified as hektish, and we know you can't get hana from hektish, it's an isser mi'ila. So mal lefi tovas hana. So if I lend out an axe of hektish to you, there is an isser mi'ila of a tovas hana. Shabo. V'chaveiro mutter levakeabo lechachila. Because Allah is, once hektish is used, this isser mi'ila, the hektish leaves. It's now mischala, it's desecrated. So the moment I use it again, so then it's now mutter. But there's an isser mi'ila, so you owe mi'ila, whatever tovas hana there is. When
I was hektish, you didn't know that.
It has to be shogig. Shogig is when there's isser mi'ila. So when it happened, I lent you this object. So now I get some hana by lending you something, because that means you owe me a favor in return. So whatever hana, tovas hana that is, however you can quantify that, that's how much mi'ila money is owed back to hektish for the violation of mi'ila. But you see, by the moment I give it to you, the she'ila, that's already the isser mi'ila, even though you haven't used it yet, just simply the she'ila. So we see, v'ilo kana on my mal. If I just borrow it, but I don't use it, and the kinyan doesn't take effect yet, there's no isser mi'ila. So v'amai and further, amai chaveiro mutter levakebo lechachila. Then, and also, why can I start using it? Why is it chula now? Nehadre v'lo liknei v'lo lemil. Let me return it back to you, and there's no mi'ila, no kinyan. So the fact that he says there's a mi'ila, the moment you lend it out to someone, means the kinyan's final b'shas she'ila, which is against what Rav Huna said, that no, the kinyan only takes effect once you use it. That's when the kinyan is final. So that's the machlokas, whether it's the mice of the using is the kinyan, or simply borrowing is the final kinyan. So then the Gemara says, further, pliga the Rebbe Elazar, he also argues, Dama Rebbe Elazar, kiderech shetiknu mishicha b'lekuchos, tach kach tiknu mishicha b'shamim. Just like when it comes, we know, midaraisa, Rabbi Yochanan holds mos konos, davar Torah mos konos, when I pay money for something, the acquisition is final. But Rabbi Yochanan was concerned, if I buy money, I pay for a suit, and then the factory burns down, I never get my suit, you're going to say, I don't have the suit, it got burned down. So in order to protect the buyer, we say the sale isn't final until I've done a meshicha, midirabana. The meshicha finalizes the sale. So it says Rebbe Lazar, so kiderach shetiknu meshicha bilakuchos, kach tiknu meshicha b'shomim. As a shoel, it's only final once I do a meshicha on it. Which is against Rav Huna, who says, no, the meshicha doesn't finalize the she'ela. You need to actually use it first. So these two opinions, Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Lazar, argue that meshicha does finalize the she'ela. And there's a Tosos on the bottom here. Let's see, do we have time for a Tosos? Here we have time for a Tosos. Tosos writes on the bottom here, Kach tiknu meshicha meshomrim. Tosos writes all the way in the bottom here, Lo lischai ba'onsin kamar. Not to make you chai. What's the need for the meshicha? The meshicha for shomrim isn't to make you chai ba'onsin. Why? The ha shomer chinam belo meshicha chai b'pshia. A shomer chinam, without having to do meshicha, the moment he takes responsibility to watch an object, even though he doesn't do a meshicha, he's chai right away. So too, for a shoel, if I borrow something, the moment I take responsibility to borrow it, I'm chayv onsen. You don't need a meshicha to be chayv in anything that onsen or pshia. And what's his raya? The kedaminim beperka umnim, the hanach lefanai shomer chinam. If I say, I'll watch it, just place it in front of me, I'm already a shomer chinam, I'm chayv pshia. I don't need a meshicha. So the meshicha here can be referring to when you're responsible for pshia and onsen. V'huadin shomer sachar b'gnev v'aveda. The same thing applies. If I'm a shomer sachar, whereby I'm responsible for Gneva Vaveda, I don't need to do a Meshicha. The moment I say, leave it there and I'll watch it, I'm Chayiv. So what's the point of Meshicha for the purpose of Shomim? What's he talking about? So he says further, V'ya Shoel Kamar. If you think it's a Shoel, that the Shoel to be Chayiv and Onsen, he needs a Meshicha. But the Raisa Nami Lokani Elab Meshicha, if that's the case. Wait, how do you read that? One second. If it's Shoel, so Shoel, the Midraisa Nami lo Kanel Mashicha. Midraisa, the Shoel needs a Mashicha. He's referring to only Din Dirabanan here. He says, Tiknu Chachamim Mashicha. So Shoel already Dirais a Mashicha kicks in at that stage. So what's he talking about? When is there Mashicha? When is there Takanas Mashicha for Shomim? So look at the last line. He says, Ela Le'inyan Chazara Kamar. The socher v'shol miyad shemashchu behema mishus habaylim ain baylim yecholin od lach, so he can't retract anymore. Yes, I'm chayv right away when I say I'm taking upon myself, but you or I could retract. You could retract. You know, I don't want it to be bar. I don't want it to be watched by you anymore. But the moment I, as a socher, a shoel, I do mishicha, then you can no longer pull out of this deal. That's what it's referring to. But the initial responsibility that kicks in the moment I have a deed where I say I'm willing to watch it. I'm willing to use it. Farnell now says the last two lines. Tanya Nami Haki, the Brisa says the same thing. Kishem Shetiknu Mashicha, Lukuchos Kach Tiknu Mashicha B'Shomrim. This is like made Mashicha for buying, so too they made Mashicha for Shomrim. U Kishem Shekarka, Niknes Bekesef U Bashar U Bechazaka. There are three Kinyanim, three ways to acquire land. It's either through paying for it, through writing up a document, or through a Chazaka, doing some type of fixing of the fence or the lock. So kach, so too, schiros nikne bekesev v'shar v'chazak. If I'm leasing a property or something, so too, it could be leased in any of these three ways: by paying money for it, by writing up a document, a lease agreement, or by doing a chazaka, changing the locks. So Gemara says schiros mayavidase. What's referring to schiros here? Rashi says here, two lines down, schiros kasaka daita chasacher behema v'kelim. I'm high renting. I'm leasing an animal, a car, or something. So mayavidase lachnos ad shiymshach umay chazaka blo meshicha meshkachasla. How do you do a chazaka on a cow, on a car? When it comes to metaltlin, you always need a mashicha. So how is it comparing? How do you use kesef shtar chazaka? That doesn't work for metaltlin. So Gemara says, no, in echanami, amar rav chista, schiris karka, referring to when a person leases a property, so then you could do the sale, or the lease rather, is final, bekesef ubishtar ubechazaka. So Gemara now says, four lines down, amar shmu. Hai man de gazel chavitza de tamre, mechavero. A person who buys I'm not sure how they say this in English, but a bunch of dates have been squashed together. So a guy steals this from some other guy. V'isba chamishim tamrei agam. There are 50 dates squashed together in this item. So then, agav hadadai, mizdabdin v'chamisha nachichad. When you sell it as one package, so there's a deal, you don't sell for $50, you sell for $49. And now the guy who buys the wholesale, $49, he sells each one separately, he makes $50. He makes an extra dollar. That's how it works. There's a wholesale price, and then there's the retail price. So that's what it goes for normally. Chada chada, so when he sells it, mizdabein b'chamishim. So when he sells it individually, one by one, he sells it for $50 and makes a one zuz profit. So now what happens to the guy who stole it? How much is the guy who stole it? Oh, does he owe $49, or it's at a package? Or does he owe $50 because you view them as individual dates? So the psak is a shmul. Lehedyot, when you're paying, which you stole from a hedyot, a regular person, you mishan chamishim nechichada, you owe $49. 50 minus 1. You owe $49 only. And lehekdesh, but when you're paying hekdesh, if you stole this cluster of dates from a hekdesh, then mishalim chamishim v'chumshayu. You pay all 50 plus an additional chomesh. Whenever you steal from hekdesh, you would owe a chomesh. As opposed to a person is mazik, a person as opposed to making profit and eating hekdesh, but you destroy, you damage hekdesh, so mazik does not pay chomesh. He still pays the $50 to hekdesh, the keren, but you don't pay an additional chomesh. Why? Because the amar mar, ish ki yochel kodesh, when a person eats it, prat lemazik, a person who damages hekdesh, he doesn't pay a chomesh, but he still doesn't pay the keren. Pay the keren. So pay damage, you don't, you just don't pay.
That's the raisa, though, right?
What's the raisa?
That's
when
you're paying
Karen, you're not paying. No, the Karen Yuvade, when you're Mazik Hekdesh, Yuvade pay the Karen.
Right.
This Pasuk, Ish Kiyochel Kovdesh, referring to Chomesh, the Pasuk says, Ish Kiyochel Kovdesh Bishkaga, V'yosav Chamishisa. Only when a person eats it does he pay the Chomesh, but a person isn't eating it,
right.
He's damaging it, so
that's
then he is not, he does not pay the Chomesh. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So look at Tosas writes on top here. Tosas writes regarding your question. He says, "Prat lemazik de lo mishalim chomsha haynu midirabanan, aval midiraisa lo mishalim afilu keren." According to Tosas, he doesn't.
Wow.
A person who's mazik hekdesh, you don't even pay keren midiraisa.
Wow.
It's just only midirabanan do they make you pay the keren. I think others argue on this though. Now the Gemara asks a question, Maskevla Rabibi Barabai Lehedyot, am I Mishalim Hamishim Nichichada? How come when I stole the 50 dates, I only owe the hedyot $49? Name alay on a chada chada have mizavin lay. The nignav, the one who was stolen from, says, I was going to sell them one by one. I would have made $50. So he stole an extra zuz from me. So Amar Rav Huna Brei Dev Yeshua Shaman Beis Sa Beoso Sada Tanan. There's a klal. We always view the whatever's been stolen over the context of everything. A field among many fields. So we're looking at the dates among many dates, and that's just the din of how we do how we assess damage and gneva. And Tosafot Rashi quotes the sugya in Baba Kama Daf Nun Hey, which discusses this. But again, we always address it and we assess it based on the overall context, which is we view it as a package deal, which is only worth $49 as is, even though you would have sold them separately. We don't assess it like that. So Gemara now says to the members, this is to suggest the Savar Shmuel din hedyot lav kedin gavoa dami. So that we see that Shmuel holds that there's a difference between paying by hedyot, you only pay $49, versus paying hektish, you pay the full $50. He says there's a certain, which makes sense, but he says it's a chumrah, for hektish you pay more. But we have a problem because there's a Mishnah that says Hatanan, which is going to tell us that Shmuel equates hedyot to gavoa. Hatanan, the Mishnah tells us, this Mishnah appears in Maseches Me'ila. It says as follows, that Natal Evan Okora me hektish, if I steal a beam or a rock from hektish, lo mal, there's no Isser Me'ila. If I give it to my friend, by me giving it over to him, I get the Isser Me'ilah and he doesn't get the Isser Me'ilah. So if I build it in my house, the beam or the stone in my house, until I sit below that beam or stone and get some level of hana, that's when there's an Isser Me'ilah. So that's the Mishnah. There's a lot to say about this Mishnah, the Gemara's Chagiga talk about, but that's a Mishnah at the face value. The Yosef Rabbi Abohu Kameh de Rabbi Yochanan, the Yosef Vekamar Mishmer de Shmuel, they quoted Shmuel, Shmuel is a key line here. Says Shmuel, Zosomeris, this is to tell us, Hadar Bechotzer Chavero, Shalomi Daito, Tzarech Lahaloslo, Schar. So a person who sits in a house, if I sit in your field and you don't know about it, I need to pay rent. You had no idea, you weren't at any loss, nothing happened to you, I still need to pay Schar. So too as well, what's the connection here? So Shmuel learned is look at Rashi, the last narrow line in Rashi, to Zosomeris, and going on to the wide lines now. Dichidar tachte ma'al, when he sits below that stone or that beam in his house, of hektish, he gets in his mila. V'avagav de lo shana, even though he didn't do a shino, he didn't change it. It was a beam as is, the stone is as is. Hadar b'chatzer chaveir shlomi das bailim. If you sit in the guy's property without him knowing, you still tzarech lahalos l'schar. You have to pay him rent. Afil b'chatzer de lo kai malagri. Even if it's a property that he wouldn't have rented, he's not losing any money. You're not losing out. You wouldn't have rented it out anyways. I'm getting all the hana here. Still, even though I'm getting hana and you're not losing, I still owe money. What's his raya? How does he know this from the sugya and mila? Here in the case of Me'ila, shelo midas hekdesh dar. I'm living there without the das. I didn't ask the gizbar. I didn't ask Hashem, if you will. And mekamar the mishalim at mila lekdesh. I still have to pay. So mitakamra says Rashi, concluding this Rashi now, zosomeris that we're learning from the Mishnah mila to a case of hedyot. Shema mina yolav hedyot mehekdesh lidaktik acharav. We equate the two. That just like you pay hektish, even though hektish doesn't know that I took their beam, so I need to pay a hedyot, even though he doesn't know I took his chatzer. But earlier we said that no, gavoa has a chumrah that hedyot doesn't. If I steal from gavoa, I need to pay $50, but if I steal from hedyot, I only pay $49. So are they equated or not? It says the Gemara, Hadar be Shmuel Me'ahi. He retracted from that one. Which one is Me'ahi? So Rashi says, Hadar be Shmuel Me'ahi, v'lo yolof minei, Hadar b'chatzer chaver shlomidaito shababais. He retracted it. He doesn't equate them. You cannot learn from Me'ila about Hadar b'chatzer chaver shlomidas that you have to pay. That's what he retracted from. So the Gemara says, Umimai dimahi hadar be. How do you know he retracted from that one? And he said they are not equated. Dilma perhaps meha hadar. Maybe he retracted from the earlier one and says really they are equated. And you would have to pay $49 both to Hedyot and Gavor equally, or both $50, but they would really be equated. So the Gemara says, lo me'ahi hadar be, it can't be. He really retracted from the one about the chatzer chaver shalom edaita. And really, they're not equated. Why? K'dirava, dama rava, rava holds, hektesh shalom bidas, k'hediot midas dami. There's no such thing as using hektesh without das. Hashem always knows what's going on. There's no concept of shalom kidas. So therefore, the hektesh case cannot be a model for living in a chatzer chavero shlomidas. In which case, we see that hekdesh, gavoa, and hedyot are not the same. So yes, when I sit in hekdesh, I use hekdesh funds, it's always kadas, I have to pay money. But if I live in a guy's chatzer without daito, it's possible I don't have to pay money. And when it comes to stealing the dates, when it comes to hekdesh, I have to pay the full 50 amount, plus a chomesh. When it comes to stealing from hedyot, I only have to pay $49. And that's how the Gemara concludes that there is a difference between gavoa and hedyot for Shita Shmuel. So let's look at the last few lines of the Gemara here. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava says, Hani shkule de tavru chavisa de chamri lechanvane. A guy, some guys are schleppers. So they break some the barrels of wine, and for the chanvani, they're schlepping them back and forth. B'yoma de shuka, mizdavim b'chamisha. Now, these types of wine, if they're selling the day of a shuk, where there's a high demand, so then they're going to raise the prices to $5 a bottle. But the rest of the year, but there's not such a high demand. So then Ms. Davni Barber, they're going to lessen the price to create some sales. So what's how much does he owe the guy? The price fluctuates. Do I, for breaking the barrel, do I owe you $5 or do I owe you $4? So the Gemara says, if a hajulei biyom of the shuk, if I'm returning the paying him back on the day of a shuk where things are priced higher, mahajulei chavisa de chamra, I could give him a barrel of wine because that wine can be sold now for $5. I could give him actual wine back. But if I'm returning back Bishar Yome, then Mahaji Le Chamisha, I need to pay him $5. I cannot give him wine, because this time of year, wine is only worth $4, and I'm underpaying him, because I broke wine that was the potential to be $5. So I have to return him $5, and I can't return him wine instead. So then the Gemara says, if Lo Amr, the Gemara qualifies this and says, Lo Amr Elo Delo Havale Chamra Lezune. This is only in a case where the Chanvani didn't have wine that he could have sold. What does that mean? Look at the contrast. If we knew the Chanvani had wine during the Yom Shuk and he didn't sell it for $5, that tells us he's not interested in selling the wine. He's not interested in the money, but he's interested in the wine. Because he had wine, the Yom Shuk came and he never sold it. So in that case, you would be allowed to return actual wine even b'shar yomi, even though shar yomi is only worth $4, we clearly see that this chenvani is not interested in the money, he's interested in the wine, so you pay him the wine instead of paying him the $5. And then finally the Gemara says, but still, even when you pay him back, when you pay him back the $5, you can subtract, you could take off the amount of money it would take him to do tircha. Because when he has to go ahead and sell the guy, if he's selling the wine, he's going to be some cost involved of having to sell and put up signs and marketing everything. So whatever that cost is for selling the barrel, so when I return the $5, I could subtract that cost to make it a $4.75, let's say. And the Demei Barzinasa, there takes money to open up these earthenware barrels. You have to drill a hole to open up the wine. That's not an easy task to do. So also you can subtract that off the cost and pay him $5 minus those two items, and that's what he would have to pay. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Gotta get my next masifta.